It's time now for Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
This is PoliceOnTheScene.com, and we're coming to you from Bayshore Town Center and Safety Days. And we're in the North Shore Fire Department. What is this, the safety house, the smokehouse? What is this?
Right, this is our fire safety house trailer where we teach children and sometimes adults too how to safely escape from a fire situation. And this is a simulated fire situation that we use here in the safety house. We use smoke, that's safe smoke made from vegetables. And then we also sound the smoke alarm so that children and adults can realize what the smoke detectors sound like and that they serve a purpose and that they're not to be something that they should be afraid of, but something that is there to help them.
This is Wisconsin. Don't we usually smoke sausage instead of vegetables? you're going to tell us a little bit about smoke, or are they called smoke detectors or heat detectors or fire detectors?
Well,
what are they called these days?
What we have with us is a smoke alarm. And okay. Also referred to as a smoke detector. You should have a smoke detector on every level of your home, mm-hmm. including the basement, and then outside every sleeping area. So in the hallway, outside the sleeping areas, and now we're also recommending that you have one inside of each bedroom as well.
Okay.
It's important to remember to sleep with your bedroom door closed at night, because if there is a fire, that'll keep most of the smoke and most of the fire out.
Now, if you go to the local home improvement store, they have about 35 different smoke detectors available. What are we looking for?
Right. It's not so important that you look for a particular type, because that would take a significant amount of education to go through the different types. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is that you have a working smoke detector and that your whole home is protected.
How do you test one of these to make sure it's working?
Well, the way you test it is you make sure, of course, that it has a battery in it. Some of them are hardwired, so not all of them have batteries.
Right.
But an easy way to do it is, if this is on the ceiling, we don't want people to climb up on ladders and chairs and have the possibility of falling. But what you can do is use your broom handle to simply push in the button. And if it beeps, you know it's working.
How often should you do that?
You should test your smoke detectors once each month, at least once each month.
Mm-hmm.
You should change the batteries twice a year. And we recommend when the time changes in the spring and then again in the fall. And an interesting bit of information that not everyone knows is that smoke detectors or smoke alarms actually have a lifespan. And that lifespan is 10 years from the date they were manufactured. And that's usually indicated on the back of the smoke detector, the year that they were manufactured. So 10 years from that date.
Well, that's great. And they're very easy to install. They usually have some sort of adhesive on the back, right? Or you can screw them in?
Correct. Either adhesive or screws. You know, placement is either on the ceiling or high on the wall. We do have information on that as well. You never want to take the smoke or alarm battery out, like, for example, if it goes off due to steam from a shower, or if you have a sensitive smoke detector that goes off every time you open the oven. What you want to do instead is move that smoke detector a little bit away from that source that keeps making it go off. And they do have smoke detectors nowadays that you can purchase that have hush alarms on them for those that are sensitive to the oven or the toaster or things of that nature, non-fire situations. Or you can simply take a pot holder and kind of wave it to make it stop. But never ever take the battery out and, you know, just leave it on your counter when you're cooking or anything of that nature.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And people can find the smokehouse where? It'll be rolling through the North Shore area in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For our international folks, that's the USA. All right. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.